life. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Deal Talk. I'm Dio. Let's talk. My guest of the day is the host of the Black Frequency Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, give a warm welcome to the young Carlton Irvington. How are you, brother?
What's up, everybody? I'm Carlton Irvin. I'm the host of the Black Frequency Podcast. Or you can call me AKA C Smooth. That's what I go by. That's my host name.
I see Smooth, my brother.
C Smooth.
So how are you, man? I'm doing good. I'm happy. Finally, I got you on the podcast. I see you doing your thing.
Yeah.
I see you grinding. This morning, I was listening to your first episode with your co-host. The first episode, you were talking about. Was it Will and Jaden?
Yeah, Will and Jada Pinkett and Entanglements episode, and that episode was a real funny one, and it's crazy because to this day,
hold on, so I'm gonna cut you off.
Okay, go
that
ahead.
First one was funny, but that second one, that Megan Stallone one,
the Bloody Tools episode.
Yeah, the second one, somebody said something about Chris Brown and his gum commercial and start singing it. Oh man, I was dying.
That was my brother, Nafis. Now, he was one of my co-hosts, but he kind of like on and off sometimes. So like, I kind of go like with my co-hosts. Like I go based on everybody's schedule and stuff. But I do have like my main co-host is you got Azaria A Dot.
Shout out to her.
You got Nasir. We call him. He called himself Nasty Nas, the Dragon.
Shout out to him.
And then my brother from another mother, Ty Lee. We call him. He called himself Fantasy Rod. So we got like funny little.
Shout out to him too.
and then my wife, she has been she just goes by T. You know, she's
shout out to T.
She's been joining the last couple episodes as well. Like it's really like fun. When I do these podcasts, like because the whole process is we're in a group chat. So you know they be busting on me because I got an Android phone or whatever.
And look, I got Android's the way to go.
Yeah, look, I got me an S10.
I got what is this? The last S that came out was it 10?
Yeah, well, I got an S10. Like,
I got one of those. I got those.
Okay, cool. So we got the same phone, but look, yeah. Like they be talking about they can't edit the chat room because of Android there. But like, throughout the week, what we do is like the process of making a podcast. We chat. We throw little funny subjects and stuff like that, and we get our brains going, and then we come together on Saturday.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
We're supposed to be doing a podcast later on the day. We usually do our podcast in around like 8-9 o'clock at night, and I only do it that way because of the kids. I gotta have them in their rooms and sleep. But I feel like you know, with this podcast, it's like to be honest, this podcast was really years in the making. I was a habitual procrastinator.
I feel you 100%.
And I talked about doing the podcast for years, probably since I got out of college, because I do have a degree in mass communications. And, you know, my whole college journey and stuff like that, after college, I tried to get those jobs that, you know,
yeah,
you're supposed to get when you're trying to attack field and stuff that. And, I wasn't able to get those jobs, but I knew, like, just based on how today's generation is, that you can basically create your own platform. And I basically was like, years ago, you know how, like, I was a little younger, probably like 24, 25. I'm like, I want to start a podcast. But, you know, I'm trying to make it perfect. I'm trying to make sure I have everything and all this other stuff. And usually, when you do that, that's the biggest trap, is trying to make sure everything's perfect when you should just start. Because if you see YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all these social media platforms, people be literally starting and building up fans and creating dope content with just their phone. And you're waiting to get started, you're wasting time. So the entanglement episode was just like, you know, it started basically on a whim. I got everything I needed, you know, my Apple computer. I won't lie, the stimulus check helped out.
There you go, investment.
And, investment. You know, I'd invested in some stocks and stuff like that. I done bought me my Apple computer that we're recording on now. I got me a mic and everything. And I was like, you know what? We're going to do it. And that whole entanglement thing, the first episode came about because we were just talking about it.
That was a strong, dope, organic podcast. That's way better than my first podcast.
Point blank. You know what's the crazy thing? To this day, that's still my most played episode, that first episode.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of people in. Now, when I first started, I had like a visual thing going, but my wife said she didn't really like the visual aspect, so I stopped doing visual stuff until I got the backdrop now. So
that's
cool. Like, you know, we in the process of purchasing another house, but like if I do
record another podcast, where are you from?
I'm from Philadelphia. Philly. I meant to tell you that. Yeah, I'm from
Brotherly Love. I love Philadelphia.
Yeah,
every summer I go over there.
Yeah, Philadelphia, you know, it's the place to be. Where are you from?
I'm New Jersey, Jersey City.
Okay, cool.
I grew up in Puerto Rico. I moved back like in 2010, and I've been here ever since.
You kind of look like one of my friends. Now in Philly, we call them the poppy stores. So you look like one of my friends in the poppy stores in North Philly that be coming to the barbershop. Because like after we're done our interview, I'm gonna go to the barbershop and get me another haircut, whatever. But his name Jesse. So y'all kind of look and sound alike a little bit.
Oh shit!
So. The podcast was like we were just arguing about it. We was like talking about
it. And you started recording it.
Yeah, it was a day before we started talking about it. No. It was actually the same day we were talking about it. And I was like, you know what? Let's just record it. I'm like, you know, I always talking about, you know, I'm telling them I always talk about the podcast. Let's just start it. I got the mic, whatever.
Let's just do it.
The little trusty mic and everything like that. And I was like, let's just do it. And if I'm not mistaken, the episode was probably like close to 2 hours or something like that. I don't remember exactly the length, but I know most of my episodes lately, I've been trying to not make them as long, but shorten them just a little bit. Because it's like with this whole podcast stuff, I'm trying to be a perfectionist, but I'm not trying to be too perfect.
I feel you.
Excuse me. That's my brother. He wanted to wait for a little second. But I'm trying to, like, it's so much stuff that I'm learning on the way. Like, I'm trying to, like, be able to put dope content out there. I'm trying to make my content better on my page. I'm trying to really learn about promoting. I see that you have a YouTube page, and I am in the process of creating. I do have a YouTube page, but it's not really, like, I didn't put no videos on there yet.
Yeah.
I started trying to get more visual, like even with the episode with Perry Toons and Von XXL. It was funny how that one happened, because like it was a natural vibe. Like I knew Perry from college. His name is Patrick, but I knew him from college. I went to college in Benedict. I went to college at Benedict College, Columbia, South Carolina. So we knew each other. He from New York. We knew each other for years. We used to hang out and everything. And I used to see him like he used to be trying, you know, make beats and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I just noticed he was doing it and stuff like that. But I told him on my podcast episode that, you know, when I really started like really listening to his music, I liked it. But like, so I asked him to come on the podcast. And he was down for it, because I saw him on a live one time months ago, way before we even did the podcast. I hit him up on this podcast. Yo, I see you doing your thing. I was like, yo, you know, we gotta do a podcast. And he responded like, yeah, sure. So I was like, all right, I know he interested in doing a podcast. I'm not gonna do it right now, but I'm gonna wait for it. And so when I finally reached out to him, I listened to all his music. If people like listening to your music, you know, like I know you got Ed Master and other people you promote, but you know, if people like listening to, you know, new hip hop music, you know, they can check out Perry Tunes, Von XXL. They pretty dope artists. I really enjoy their music. But I reached out to him and I said, hey, can you be on my podcast in 2 weeks? And he said, sure. And usually I said 2 weeks because of the simple fact that I didn't know what he was doing on Saturday. So I try to give, you know, asking somebody, give people, you know, the time to, you know, playing around, because I understand people work, you know, 9 to 5 or whatever type of job you do. But it was like a organic vibe. You know, I ordered an Airbnb. Now, here's the mistake I made. I ordered an Airbnb, but I read it wrong. I thought that I ordered the whole house.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it didn't work out like that. I ordered just a room, and I didn't realize I ordered just the room. So when I came in and the host is there, I'm up here walking to the you know, to the living room. He's like, you come here. Now, the host was cool, though. Like, he explained what I did wrong, and I basically had a room. And mind you, I paid some money for just that room.
Yeah, it
was a nice house, and it's in New York. I paid money for just
that room. So you went all the way to New York?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm from Philly, so it's not a, you know, me and my I don't know if you... So, ooh. You hear that in the background?
Yeah, it's all right.
I don't know what some looks. They having a party over there on this block. So I don't know if you hear stuff in the background.
No, it's good. You're good. You're good.
But like, I went all the way to New York. It wasn't a bad drive because, you know, New York is like, it was like maybe a 2 hour drive, close to 2 hours. And I met up with them, but I had set the podcast episode for 4 o'clock. And my check-in time, I pushed it up to 12 o'clock, I think, so that I can get set up and stuff like that. And the Airbnbs with the early check-ins, they charge you a little more.
Mm-hmm.
So me and the host had to work something out, because he kind of thought that I was staying for the night, but I told him I wasn't. I really thought I was going to be able to use the whole house, but yeah. I read it wrong, and I was going to use this backdrop that I have right here. But I had to improvise in the room. It was a good size, but it was really smaller. It was kind of on a small side. So like, if you saw on my Instagram page, how I set it up, I literally had to improvise. And like, I had a tripod and I had my phone connected for the visual. But if I would have been able to use the whole house, the whole visual would have looked better. But I was actually kind of proud of myself, and I was glad that one of my co-hosts came out there with me. I actually wanted maybe one or two, probably the males, because my wife, she was like, no, she's staying. And my sister-in-law, A-Dot, one of my co-hosts, she couldn't make it as well either. So, I had Talik, my co-host Fantasy Ride, he came over there and he did the interview with me. And so, like, if you look at the video, it kind of looks weird, but it's because I had the tripod set up and it was like, it couldn't go further. So I just was like,
for an Instagram, because I saw an Instagram live, right? Mm-hmm. For an Instagram live, it was really dope. Like, it was really simple, which is when you're able to do things simple, it works, you know, not complicate yourself. It was really dope. It's the first time I see like a full actual, you know, interview through a Facebook Live. I mean, Instagram Live. So it was really good. So
yeah, I know people don't really do interviews. Well, you know what? I don't know, but I haven't seen it. Me personally, I've never saw nobody really do a Instagram Live now on an interview. I did an interview a couple
now
weeks
they'll ago. Usually do like the face-to-face, like if you're video chatting somebody, that's what they usually do. But like, I like the setup that you did, and when you had everybody, and then the, you know, the Instagram camera is just basically recording camera live. That's it. It wasn't something like face to face, like, you know, like we're doing. So I really enjoy that part of it.
Now, it wasn't exactly live. I wanted to shoot it live. I would have, like, one thing I do have to do for my podcast is I'm working on getting other, like, like video recorders. I could buy another phone, but I don't really want to buy another phone just to use it for video and stuff. So I want to get like a real video recorder so I can record on different angles so I can try to like edit, because like I really used my I wanted to shoot it live, but because I didn't have extra, you know, cameras and stuff, I really kind of shot it through my phone. Mm-hmm. So that's why, like, I uploaded the videos part by part. I wanted to, like...
Well, I think, like, Instagram gives you, like, only, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah, they give you, like, I think 15 minutes for the IGTV. Is it 15 minutes? No. Yeah, it's 15 minutes. But I think that's only through the phone. If you upload if I upload through my computer, I could upload the whole video. But I'd rather just upload through the phone, though.
Yeah, it's way more easier and quicker. But you know, because right now you're starting, right? You're in develop mode. You're developing. Like,
yeah, I'm not even.
Yeah, like no, but it's good. That's the important part. It's good. When I first started, I was like you. It took me years. It's years in the process. You know, process like. Before I started this, like I tried to start my own production company, you know, shoot videos, movies, you know, some indie stuff, right?
Yeah,
it didn't work out. Then the podcast, I've been wanting to do it for quite some time. I invested in lighting equipment. I invested in like a Zoom. I invested in all these gadgets and just wasting fucking money. And to this day, I just started using the green screen. I've had this screen for like 5 years, right?
Wow.
So pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And I have this thing, I call it fuck it mode, meaning I got to do it. I'm too, you know, I have this brand. I've had this brand. I'm going on my second years. Nothing is really popping off. I'm frustrated. I have to do something that's going to help me create content. So I'm, you know, at the end, everything matches together, you know? So I started pre-recording. I started hitting people up. Listen, I'm doing my podcast. I found the free version of Zoom, right? What we're doing right now. Yeah. It's free version. What I did was I sent you the link and we're here and I'm able to record. And once this downloads, it downloads two different files, meaning just audio. And then it downloads just video. So I have two different files. And I went online and I downloaded this free film software called Shortcut, something like that, right? And that's how I've been doing. You know, I'm on. This is my 18 podcast episode, or 17 I'm on, and that's what I've been doing. I took the complicated part out and just made it simpler for me, and. As you can see from my first episode till now, how slowly it's been evolving, you know, the progression and, you know, the little details, like in one moment I didn't have a backdrop. This moment I have a backdrop, you know, and that's, for me at least, it's very important to document that. So like if I, I fuck up in a word, or I fuck up, you know, the sound in the back, or just any things you think would drive you crazy, I stop looking at that and start thinking as, if I say something fucked up, that means somebody's watching and is going to critique it. That's free publicity.
Yeah.
You know, if, you know, X, Y, and Z thing, it's supposed to be organic, man. And I got tired of trying to create this fucking world like Joe Rogan or Joe Buddy, all these things, and like I don't have that financial stability in where I can just dish out and buy stuff and make this whole fucking studio, you know? Like I have priorities. I have my financial set up in a way to pay my mortgage, to pay my bills, you know, so I have to make everything work and work in a way that I can't complicate my life more than it already is. You get what I'm saying?
I totally get what you're saying.
So like, I just, you know, I start doing my research like you. I stumbled upon your podcast. I started following you. You're initiating, but yet your dynamic, it's so incredible, right? So like when I listened to that first episode, the first thought, and I text you this, like my first thought is like, yo, I'm listening to like the Breakfast Club, but a better version, because you guys are breaking everything down respectfully, jokingly, not judging, and respectfully giving your opinion.
Yeah,
and it's fucking fun to hear. I laugh my ass off. My wife is looking at me like, what is this mofo laughing about right there in the corner? You know? And I think, you know, and then you have these co-hosts that it's much easier than me, right? Because I rely on guests, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes guests are not like super organic like we're talking right now. Some guests are, you know, they're timid, they're like this, they don't know what to say. And you know, I'm like, sometimes I sound like I'm just ranting on, just try to fill in the empty space that they're lacking of. But you have this great camaraderie, this chemistry, this energy, and where, yo, it gets popping. Like episode two, I like, it got me hooked from the point it started to the point it ended.
Yeah, it's crazy because, like, you know, our podcast be, like, so funny. And it's really glad to hear you say this because, like, I be wondering what people think, like, because I know I don't have the most listeners, but I be wondering what people think. I'm thinking, how does the audio sound? What people think about it? But we like we're like natural, like with our opinions and everything. And sometimes, like, if you listen to like the episodes after that, sometimes we get in a little heated debates, but at the end of the day, we always kind of like, we just respect each other. And I feel like this podcast is like, in the way, a therapy session.
Yes.
For us as well, because we get together once a week and we get to really tell how we feel. Now, the only thing, sometimes I do solo podcasts, but I feel like with my solos, I do feel like I have to improve in terms of having my thoughts together, having what I want to say down packed. Like my solo episodes, I usually just I don't make them that long. I probably make them like 30 minutes. But it's something that I am trying to improve. But I, like when you said, like we're a co-host oriented podcast, so like I do feed off all their energies.
Sometimes
I gotta tell them, like, you know, try to not over talk me and everything like that. And sometimes it's crazy because even my co-host, like my brother, he'll be like, man, you don't try to go to the next, let her say what she got to say, whatever. Like, you know, it's like a real organic, and that's why I say it's unfiltered. Like we have a real organic, unfiltered discussion. And one thing I do like about our podcast, like you was talking about niches earlier, like you said, you're not trying to be bottled down. Same as me. I'm not trying to be bottled down. Like I know other people have podcasts and their niche is certain. I don't want to be bottled down. Like we talk about whatever the topic is when we in our group chats, we talk about that. It can be serious.
Mm-hmm.
It can be funny. It can be controversial. We don't care because I feel like, and I do feel that if we continue to do the podcast, even with you continue to do what you're doing, you can reach one person can reach 10, yes. 10 person can reach 100, and then 100 is 1,000. And then next thing you know, you're opening opportunities for yourself. And like, even with this podcast, like I've always like, when I came out of college and I couldn't get those jobs I wanted. And it's crazy. Cause my dad told me like, to be honest, I don't regret going to college or anything, but I probably would have chose a different major just based on what I know today. But he was like, sometimes they reserve those jobs that you want for other people. Like, because when I first grew up, I said when I first grew up, no, when I was a little younger, my dream was to be a sports analysis for ESPN. That's what I always told people. But I won't lie, I was like, I had my early 20s going into college, really my early teens going into college. My mindset was, I was a little immature. I'm not saying I was the baddest or anything. I wasn't doing anything crazy, but I didn't really have a plan set forth of how I was going to attack that dream of being an ESPN sports analyst.
Yeah, yeah. I think what you went through, I think everybody goes through. You know, I go through it too. You know, I'm a college dropout. I've gotten far in the work industry. I've become an operation manager. I've run multiple sites in four different states at one point, you know, corporation.
You're in corporate America.
Yeah, but the janitorial business, you know. I started cleaning up toilets. You know, one thing I got to be realistic with myself that in order for me to succeed, I need to stick with my own people. You know, although I'm an American, but I grew up in Puerto Rico in a place that was like poverty. You get what I'm saying? So yeah. Like, it's like, I don't know if you've ever heard of the immigrant mentality. You know, you come here, you work, you take over, you start yourself. And same thing with me. So I, you know, when I moved here, I didn't have that connection as a regular person who lived here, you know? You know, I started working security. I built myself up to management. You know, at the end of the day, I wasn't a good look for the company. They wanted, you know, usually in these corporate companies, they have fucking white people and retired cops that are fucking 6'5" and are white as fuck. You know, I had to come to terms that I wasn't that person. You know, and plus I wasn't in the Marines. Like a lot of Latinos that are in there is because usually sometimes they're in, like I met a couple that they got the higher position because they was in the Marines, they live by a code. They have that brotherhood of some type that sometimes you're in. I didn't have that. You get what I'm saying? So I stumbled out of this janitorial job that was paying high. You know, more than what I was finding. So, you know, I started fucking cleaning toilets. And from there,
I had some experiences with that too as well. Yeah.
And I started building up. And next thing you know, I'm fucking suit and tie. I'm that guy that you don't want to see show up. And if it show up, hopefully it's something good, but most definitely is bad. And I left that world in the pandemic and I started doing this. Laid off through the pandemic. What I gave, I invested it in my dream and aspiration. And, you know, yeah, and a couple of months down, I probably have to look for another job. But now I know that if I go work, I have to put some for my business because I know what my dream is worth. You get what I'm saying? But I didn't have that. And, you know, I was just like you lost, you know. And that's one thing that I started Dream Inspire of 10 because when I was growing up, you know, there was no hope for where I came from. You know, there was no supporting you or believing you. There was none of that nonsense that people would think of.
It was just go out there and do it.
Go out there, fucking find a job, you know, and if that, you know. And I grew up in a bar. My grandparents owned the bar. So I learned about like owning your own business a little bit in that sense. You know, but yeah, you know, I was held up in this community that at the end of the day, the store went down because there was so much drug activity and addicts that at the end destroyed my grandparents' business, you know, because they were going and steal and all this. And, you know, so I grew up with that
in Philly.
Yeah. 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 So you could understand. So although we're different worlds, you know, we're not that different. So yeah, I came here and, you know, it was difficult because one thing is if you don't have the right people around you, right? If you don't have positive people or people, surround yourself with people that want more in life, you're not going to go nowhere. If you stick a fresh apple with some rotten fruits, eventually, like this, in a blink of an eye, those fruits are going to that apple is going rotten. So I came here, you know, I've never got along. You know, today I'm thankful I have a better relationship. But when I first came here, I didn't have a good relationship with my mom. So, you know, my second week, I didn't know what, you know, what was left and right here. I'm new to this, you know. 2 weeks into it, my mom kicked me out. So I'm living in the shitty ass basement in my grandparents' house. And, you know, from there, my life started and I had to build myself up as a person, as a man, as now I got to decide what's best for me, what I'm, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So once again, I was just like you, and a lot of people go through that in life, especially.
Yeah, look, I'm still finding myself right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Today, like, I feel like, you know, I'm still improving. I'm still learning how to be a better man. I'm still learning how to, you know, try to move up in the work world and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Eventually, I hope to own my own business one day.
Yeah.
Like you said earlier, you talking about production company and stuff like that. I was thinking in that kind of same realm as well. And I'm just trying to, like, you have to improve every day.
Yeah.
You got to improve for your family. And then in a way you have to improve just in the world. Because, like, how you go out there and how you present yourself matters in life.
Yes. Yes.
So, like, you should be trying to constantly improve. And even with my podcast, I'm just trying to constantly improve. And I have a certain trajectory that I visualize of how I think it can be by episode 80.
Yeah.
I know this is not no, I didn't make this podcast with the idea that it was just going to blow up. And you said something earlier about how other podcasts be and stuff like that. Because look, I drive for this company, CCT in Philly. I'm a paratransit operator. So, like, you know, sometimes I have a chance to listen to podcasts while I'm driving. I have it, you know, a little earphone in my head, whatever. So I listen to all these podcasts, and when I'm listening to them, like, every podcast, one thing people have to understand is that a lot of people, and I'm not saying they don't work hard for where they're at, but what I'm saying is a lot of people's podcast is not perfect either when it comes to audio. I would say the visual usually be perfect, but if you really listen close, yeah, like a lot of people, you can hear, like, if you're listening, you can hear certain things about audio, and you'll be like, okay, cool. But which, if your content is great and you're passionate in what you do, people can forget about the audio. Now, if your audio sounds like you're turning on one of them old TVs and you got static, and nobody's going to listen.
If you want, but, you want to get technical? Go to my episode, episode 3 with Gene Irisari from Earthling Gene. Right, he's one of my good friends since childhood. That audio is garbage, straight up garbage. The interview is good, but the audio is straight up garbage. You know, but that's just progression, man. You know, everything in life is not going to be perfect. You gotta, you know, like you said just now, keep moving every day a little bit better, you know.
You got to. And it's crazy because I love listening to different people's podcasts. So, like, I've listened to about 2 episodes of your talk show on YouTube. I am going to listen to more because that's just the type of person I am. I like listening to people's stuff. Like,
thank you, I appreciate it.
Yeah. You know, look, if you spent your day, I mean, you spent time checking me out, I'm going to check you out. Like, that's how I am. Like, even with my last guest with Perry and Vine and stuff like that, I still be bumping their music. I really like their music.
They have good music, though. They have good music.
And I think that they're like one person away, just the right person need to hear them.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I like listening to different podcasts. Like, I like $1 Million Worth of Game with Gilly and Waddle 267. I listen to Noriega's
Drink Champs. Yeah,
I love that podcast. Now that podcast kind of like it kind of be like unfiltered, kind of long as mine.
Mm-hmm.
Not long as mine, but like he specializes in long interviews. They be getting turned up on them Jones.
What
else I listen to? I done listened to financial podcasts before. Some Angela Yee, a little bit. What else? And just like any other podcast that comes off as interesting to me. Like
listening to
people podcasts because like I think Gillian Wallow said that best on one of the episodes. They say with the podcast game, it's no rules. And that's very true. It's not like if I'm trying to be a radio artist, I got to drop a certain type of record. No.
Everything's commercial. Yeah.
Yeah. With podcasts, you drop what you want. And my podcast is very unfiltered. So it's like, it's crazy because I'm trying to get better with editing and stuff like that. I want to get it to a point where I can just edit certain stuff. But even when I'm looking at it and I'm on GarageBand and I'm listening through it, I don't know. Maybe I feel like this, but I'll be feeling like it don't need to be edited.
This right here, you see this black thing?
Yeah, the pop filter. Yeah.
Yeah. Since I got this, I'm good.
Because it's like the only thing about it, like now, if I had a podcast where like some people deal with podcasts that have they do narration type podcasts where they're narrating, or you know they have a lot of segments on their podcasts and stuff like that. Now that's something I do want to incorporate more into my podcast, like certain segments and stuff like that.
It's like more scriptural scriptured podcasts, you know.
Yeah
And then when you have like advertisement, you know, you're getting paid to promote something, so they'll break it up, they'll chop it up and put that clip of advertisement in, and you know,
that's like, you know, the goal eventually is the well, it's not the main goal, but I do hope that one day I can monetize my podcast in a way that, you know, get monetization from just the podcast getting popular and being known more and more.
Yeah.
I do feel like if I stick with this podcast, it'll probably take me a couple years, but if I feel like if I stick with it.
And if that, I tell people all the time, right? And this is something that I believe in, and I use it in my everyday life. It's called consistency, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't look at like social media. I don't look at likes or followers. I don't look at even in my YouTube page.
Look, it's crazy. I'm not worried about that. Yeah, I don't like the views. That's what
exactly.
I like.
Not even the views. I don't even care about the views. I care about this. Every Monday, at 8 o'clock in the morning or 12 p.m., I need to release an episode.
Okay, yeah.
You know, since I started every Monday, I have released an episode. It's consistency that's going to get you to success and achieve any goal you want in your life.
Yeah.
It's not the views or likes. See, my thing is, my everything, you know, I've got to a certain point in my life that every move I make, you know, it's chess, right? Every move I made has to mean something. I'm looking for the long term. I'm not looking for a short term. I'm looking for the long term. So one day I'm able to enjoy the fruits of my labor. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. Cause I tell my wife that I'm like, I want to make moves now. And she'd be like, you know, she'll tell me, she'd be like, you's an old man. You always talking about when you older, but it's not that I want to get old or anything. It's just that when I'm, I ain't gonna say 55, like when I'm 60, 65, I don't know. I want to be in a place where I'm not struggling. I can live nice and be comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't have to, you know,
yes.
And that means, you know, investing in myself, investing in, you yes. know, them dividend stocks.
If do it while you're now, while you're young now, than so rather that, than you're old. Yeah.
Because like, we're all like, if we're blessed to, you know, live long enough, if me and you both blessed to live another 35 Amen. Years,
yeah,
we're going to get to a point where our bodies are not going to be able to work as much as we can work right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we need to have them investments, and we need to invest yes, in ourselves 100%, now.
Yes.
So that we can be comfortable, so that we have that, you know, extra income and stuff coming yeah. in for when we get that age.
Yeah. So going back to my point, right? Like let's take hip hop, for example, right?
Yeah.
Hip hop is now is who's the hottest artist now, right? Who's hot? Who's ever hot is what you're listening to on the radio, right? I don't want to be hot.
Yeah.
I can give a fuck, two fucks about being hot. You I want to be consistent. Yeah, I want to be consistent. I want to be Jay-Z at 50 something and dropping 444 and dropping knowledge and people still listening to me, you know? And know that I don't care who's hot right now, but every Monday I'm dropping something and build that consistency.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's important to me.
That's the key word for podcasting, though, is consistency.
So that I build consistency in my life, then now I'm living a life. My everyday life is consistency. And that will bring me the views, will bring me the followers, will bring me the likes, will bring me the reposts or whatever the fuck, you know, people do to whatever. That will bring me that. So that's what I'm focused on. That's my priority. You know, you look at my catalog I have, it's unperfect. Like, I like right now, if you call some type of tech, it's YouTube, right? So I have my own website, Genius by Obtain, which people can go on and actually go on the podcast and download for free.
Now, right? Question, how did you, because I do want to start my own website to bring, viewers and just more traffic to my podcast in general. So how did you go about like making your own website? Did you hire somebody or did you just do it yourself?
I first tried doing it like a blog. I went through this company called Bluehost, mm-hmm. and Bluehost connects to WordPress, which is another terminal to build a website, right? So I first started as trying to build it as a blog, and try to write these motivating, inspiring, articles. Which in the long run, I realize I don't have the fucking time to do that. I'm not a fucking great, I'm not a grammar expert,
I feel like we lose it once we get out of
school. Yeah, 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 exactly.
I'll be writing stuff on Facebook hoping that people...
yeah.
And no, I'm not bad at grammar, but I'm just saying, like, sometimes when you're out of school...
But to write these articles, you need to have that perspective of everything needs to be perfect. So I don't have that. I don't have time to, sit down and, wonder my thoughts and shit like that. I don't have that time. That's not accessible to me. Okay. So I already was starting on my brand, Genius by Obtain. So whoever listening could go and check what I got. If you like it, buy it. If you don't, well, okay. There's no problem.
I'll check it out. I want to see it because I see you got a website. I haven't checked it out yet, but I'm definitely going to check it out.
So after I realized that, I built it myself, which is hours and hours on YouTube tutorials, how to do this, how to do that, and with WordPress, everything's like a plugin. They have like their own world, like, and everything's plugged to create something. So I created it. A year later, when I was able to be have a little bit more money, then I paid somebody to do it. To now get it to where it's at right now. And it's like a slash store. So you can buy my merch and a podcast. So anybody who wants to hear the podcast, could go on it and download it for free. Okay. But what happens with that? Those are things that you have, if you want it to be successful like that, you got to come out of pocket. I'm not willing. Like, I have the skeptic, I'm kind of skeptical when I'm dishing out money. I don't want to spend money on, especially something I don't know if it's actually real. So, you can spend money to buy views. You can spend money to buy likes, and followers. I'm very skeptical, about that. So it's going to take
crazy time. Cause I'm kind of the same way in a sense. Cause like, I don't really like, even with my co-host, one of my co-hosts said that, you can like Instagram, you pay to promote your stuff and it'll bring in like more followers. And I won't lie. I did it once, just once. And it brought in real people, but I'm kind of more focused on bringing, you know, making connections organically, like yeah. how we're doing. Like, I like that organic feel.
Yeah.
Like when you got to go out and network, or you want somebody to come on your podcast and you reach out to them, that's the last form,
you know, based almost the last form of being humane and able to connect with a person.
And it was even like that when I was in New York, you know, after my podcast, I went out to this this hookah lounge called Plush 101 with my guest that came with me. And I met some people and it was organic, you know, shake their hands. They followed me on Instagram. Like, I like that. Like, yeah. I like that more than like now Instagram. The thing about Instagram, you're basically paying, like, they probably promoted in a way where people were like, it'll pop up on somebody's page and the people will choose whether to follow it or they visit your profile. And that's cool and everything, but it's nothing better than having an organic connection with somebody. Cause when you have an organic connection, you can be like, I met that person somewhere.
Yes. Yes.
And like, I like that too. Like, I want it to be organic. Yeah. So we basically the same on that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's difficult to build traffic, right? And people go to your website. It's difficult. And if it's organic, it's going to take you time. So, yeah. You know, that's what I submitted my podcast to like Google Podcasts and then Spotify.
How long does it take to get on Google Podcasts?
Quick. The only one that gave me it actually tells you, you know, may it take 5 days, business days. It's Apple Music, Apple Podcast. That's okay. The only
that's true, because it took my podcast about maybe 2 or 3 days to get approved to get on there as well. I get what you're saying about that.
Yeah, that's the only one. Spotify was quick. Google Podcast was quick. But here's the thing, right? So these are things like I question this, right? So like, how do you know how much let's say Apple Music is promoting your shit? You don't know that.
Yeah.
So your craft could be on these platforms, but it does not necessarily mean they're promoting it.
Yeah, I think they really start promoting like if you get to like a certain chart level. But usually you're out doing the groundwork. Now, I know some people like, you know, can pay for like major promotion on like Facebook. I, to be honest, I ain't gonna lie. I like Instagram better when it comes to promoting.
But Facebook owns Instagram. So
yeah, it's easier to do it on Instagram because layout. I think it's a little more complicated on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook gives you like different options on what demographic do you want to do, you know? I mean, what kind of promotion you want to do. But like I was saying, so it doesn't give you, you don't know how much they're pushing your shit. So I can have all these things on different platforms, doesn't mean people are listening to me. Right. It doesn't give me
definitely true.
It doesn't give me that satisfaction. Like I promote my shit on my Instagram, you know, go to Spotify, go to Google Podcasts, go to, you know, but people are people. So you know what? So that's why I created my YouTube page. So my YouTube page, you know, is a different platform. Now there's another platform that is now visual. So yeah. I have these three or four platforms, just audio. Now I have a visual one. I'm giving people another option. That's the way you got to think about it. I'm giving people another option. Some people are more visual than listeners.
That's how it is though in today's world. And that's why, like, you know, I tell my co-hosts that we eventually have to get more visual. So the last couple of podcasts, I'll say the last two podcasts, I've been trying to get more visual. Like even if you look at my episode 24, I interviewed my little sister because she has her own cosmetic brands. I used the same backdrop, interviewed her the same place I'm sitting right now.
Yeah.
And I know that like people definitely are more visual. People want to see because like
they want to see who you are. And that's what, remember when I first you texted me anything I need to know? And I said, no, it's an organic conversation. If it's two things I want people to get out of this, it's to know you. To get to know you a little bit, because in an hour and in 40 to an hour minute conversation, you could tell a lot about a person. But yeah, and also if you're trying to promote your podcast, there's two things, right, that I want people to get out of. your podcast and to get to know you. And usually being, you know, and my experience with sales, and usually when a person gets to know you and gets to feel you, they're more considered to invest in you than if they don't know you. You know,
yeah.
It's like if you live in the hood and you this person appears out of nowhere, you're going to get skeptical. I don't know you. So why are you here? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's definitely true. You're definitely right about that. Like, so, and then, like, you know, when people get to know you and invest in you, like I'm one of them people that, like, I would, like, you know, I would help somebody, you know, try to get themselves out there too. Like, and I know I'm not the biggest person out there, but, you know, if you show me love, I'll show you love as well too. Yeah. So, like,
yeah, we're all trying.
That's
to
what
do,
you gotta
yeah.
do. You gotta support people. Yeah, you gotta support people. And hopefully, you know, people support you as well. But as you say, it got to be an organic connection, though.
Yeah.
Because, you like, know, like I feel like all my life I've been helping people.
Yeah,
so
yeah. You do you.
I like
you
to do it.
Best, you know? And that's all that matters. You know, like I had a conversation with Ed Master, right? And
yeah.
He brought me the opinion on nobody's here to support you. Like, he's been doing music for like 10 years. Nobody's here to support you, right? Especially if you're in a hood, sometimes the hood, your own peers don't help you. And I had to tell him, I broke it down and basically told this, listen, people don't support you is because they don't know how to support themselves. So when a person sees you doing something, they can't believe in you because they don't believe in themselves. Yeah. So if I can't believe in myself, how am I going to support you? How am I going to show support? How am I going to be there for you if I can't even be there for me?
And that is very true. Like, cause like, and then like people got to understand that, like, even if it's like, say, like, you know, just doing something simple as, buying somebody merchandise or something.
Mm-hmm.
And something like that. If that person goes to a certain level, they're going to remember that. That's why it's always important to support people.
Yeah.
Like, and have people support you as well. Because if you just reach out and be like, you see somebody, say like somebody doing it's crazy because like a lot of people don't support lower level artists, people that's entrepreneurs, people that's trying to make clothing lines,
mm-hmm.
and they'll try to hate them. But if you support that person, they'll look out. They'll remember. Yeah, like, yeah. The most, like, a genuine person that is not going to let success go to their head,
mm-hmm.
they'll remember when you put $20 to buy somebody's hoodie. That'll be the first time. Because it'll be like, man, that was my first sale or something like that. Somebody bought my hoodie and that helped me out. Like, people remember that stuff. So when people, like, people do try to, especially in, like, urban neighborhoods, people will try to bring you down if they see you out here trying. And it's crazy because it's like, even just in general with hip hop and all the young hip hop artists that have future that done got murdered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before they can really start. You got the Pop Smoke, King Von,
Nipsey Hussle, the great.
Nipsey Hussle. Like, and it's crazy because, like, even with Nipsey Hussle, like, I was banging his stuff back in college, like, and people was like, who's that? I'm like, it's Nipsey Hussle, he from Cali. You know, people was like, oh, he ain't really, you know, because when I went to college down south, so when mm-hmm. I went to college down south, it was all about, you know, Gucci Man, OJ the mm-hmm. Juice Man, and all them people and stuff like that. But, you know, I got a different taste of music. I don't really listen to the radio. I listen to what I listen to it on either Spotify or Apple Music mm-hmm. or something like that. But, like, people people need to learn how to uplift people and support people and all this stuff. Like right now, even with my city, look, I love my city, but my city is on fire right now in terms of gun violence, people getting killed and stuff like that. And it's like really sad because just as a people, and I'm just speaking, you know, for Black people in general, we have to learn how to pull each other up because it's like really crazy. And we see what's going on out here in terms of just police brutality and just things being rigged against our favor. So I'm like,
and it's not an easy tax, you know,
it's not.
So if the people that I rely on to support not support me, who's going to support you? So yeah. You're stuck. Your back is against the wall. And it's either you support you, yourself, get up yourself, or you become one of them and never done anything in life in general. You get what I'm saying?
And that's part of the reason why I just was like, you know, let me just really start my podcast, because I just told myself, like, look, I'm in this mindset now. It's like, do what you have to do. Try.
You want to hear something really crazy?
Yeah, go ahead.
You want to hear something really crazy? Was it in June, July? In July, I think I make 2 years with Dream Inspired, the brand, right?
Okay, yeah.
I've never, I think I did it once on Instagram. Yeah, I go buy my shit, you got my stimulus shit, right? I tend to be a dick like that. But I've never told anybody. Like, I had this conversation with a good friend of mine. I've never promoted my brand. I've never paid for advertising my brand, right? But I paid for advertisements for each. I have what, 17, I think Monday, 17 episodes.
Okay.
All right. So that's 17 episodes that I've actually paid money to advertise them. You know why? Because I believe in each one of those individuals. So I'm not paying. I'm not paying out of my pocket to promote my shit. I'm paying out of my pocket to promote each and every one of those individuals. I've never promoted. I've never told nobody, go buy my shit, go look at my shit, you know, support me. No, nothing. Never, ever. Because in my mentality is, if they say they see this episode, right? They see or hear it, and they hear everything we're saying that's so real, they get the chills. It's that moment right there, and they need to realize, and yeah, I'm gonna go buy it. Not because I'm telling them, it's because they want to. You know, it's a big difference. You know, I've had the amount of money and where I can, you know, buy views and all this, and I have not done it because it's a choice. Mm-hmm. I don't want to shove my shit down your throat. You get what I'm saying?
I really think, like, merchandise, really, like you can ask people to buy it, but I'm gonna tell you something real quick. A couple weeks ago, it was probably like a couple months ago, actually. Like, I bumped into Gilly the Kid when I was driving. I was on a break. I'm up here getting some chicken from the gas station, whatever. So I bumped into Gilly the Kid. But the first thing I noticed is, I didn't notice him per se, but the first thing I noticed is his merchandise, the $1 million worth of game hoodie. Mm-hmm. And I realized that's when I, like, because they say it on their podcast, you need to have merchandise. Like, merchandise is a promotional tool in itself. Like, even if I just have, like, a Black Frequency hoodie, like, people going to come up to you and ask you, what is that? You know, who are you? Like, that's the first thing I noticed when I saw Gilly. I saw the $1 million worth of game hoodie before I even saw his face. That's Gilly.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know, so, like, just having, like, merchandise is, and I do plan to get merchandise in the near future. Merchandise is truly important, but it's not. I feel like when I noticed that, when it clicked that I noticed his merchandise before I noticed him, I realized that's a promotional tool. That's advertising. That's advertising alone, your merchandise.
Yeah, 100%. And now with better understanding, like, I could go and promote my shit, but I'd rather promote you. You know, I'd rather pay and promote this podcast so people could get more views on you and you get more lifted than, you know, promoting a fucking shirt.
But people going to remember the good that you do. Like, a genuine, decent person, like I said before, is going to remember that you reached out, you consider doing your part to help somebody else out. People remember that. Like, people like me, I'll definitely remember that. Like, I remember stuff like that, you know. And like I said, you know, I want people to support me, and I want to support people as well.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's what it's all about.
I just want people to be great, you know. Like, you know, capitalize on their own potential. Like I said, I grew up in a place that there was no hope. There's no potential. You know, everybody treated one another like they were stupid, you know, but yet, you know, you read between the lines, that had so much potential. If it had just somebody said, you can do this, you can believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to take some work. It, you know, shit doesn't happen overnight. You can actually do this, you know? And, you know, it takes individuals like us that we have to bet on ourselves. And the goal we are trying to accomplish, it's the longevity, so that we're able to, you know, once again, enjoy the fruits of our labor rather than, you know, hustle real quick. You know, like, I don't know if you ever met somebody that's hustling in the streets and just trying to make quick money. You know,
I have.
Unfortunately, gets locked up, comes out, has nothing. Has nothing.
Yeah.
And he's either forced to do the same thing, in which is, it's difficult because he already got caught once. You get caught once, you get caught again, you know, or now trying to find a 9-to-5, you know, a shitty Burger King or whatever they offer you, because now you have a record. They don't want to give you a job.
But it's crazy though, because now, and just in today's world, like, I feel like even like a person that goes to jail for a certain period of time, you can still come out, and if you are focused and determined on doing what you have to do, you can make a way for yourself. It's being done. Like, you hear stories about people coming out of prison, making their own businesses, starting their own brands and being successful. But you just have to have the mentality, like, you know, as a person, if you went to jail, like, have the mentality, like, I'm gonna come out here and just do good. And it's crazy, because, like, even like that's why a lot of people like the boy Wallow267, that do the $1 million worth of game, because he spent 20 years in jail and he came out doing it. Mm-hmm. He really made a name for himself, hit the ground running, like, and like, it's crazy. Like, he's just one of the examples that you can't let that title of you being an ex-felon, like, stop you. Like, if you want to make something out of yourself in life, nothing can stop you. Even the title of being a felon, nothing can stop you. And this is not 40, 50 years ago when if you went to prison, you probably was done for. Yeah. Like, no, you can really, like, there's so many platforms just with social media, just to promote yourself, just to get your ideas out there. You have really no excuses in today's world.
Yeah. 100%. There's, you know, it's how bad do you want it? Listen, some people, they come out of from incarceration, aren't able to survive because, you know, the prison life is not easy. It's one of those things. You either adapt to shit around to get stronger, so when you get out, you're even more stronger and focus on what you want to get, or you just don't. You know, I had a good friend that I grew up with years ago. He came out of jail and he didn't want to go back in. He took a rope and hanged himself.
Oh wow.
You know,
man, I'm sorry to hear that.
So it goes back to how, you know, you got to work on your mind, because at the end of the mind is what controls everything. You have to have a strong mind to, you know, get up and do something. Like you said, Rallo, you know, that's that mindset. You have to have that tough mindset. You have to build yourself in a way that anything that happens is not going to fade you. Because you've been through so much, you know, like a bad day. There shouldn't be no bad days. That's just fucking white people in stupid society. Every, you know, a bad day is just a normal day.
Yeah, I try to change my mindset lately, and just overall in general, like even going to work. And look, I work hard Monday through Friday, and I get up early. Sometimes I got to be to work at 5:48. I got to be work at 6:13. But I try to, and look, I drive all day. And look, people think driving is easy.
No.
Driving all day is not easy. Like, it's a real grind. And it's just like, it gets you tired. And like, you know, scientifically, driving is not really good for the body.
Yeah. For a
period of times. And like, you know, even at my job, I've been working there for close to 3 years, and I feel the effects. But you gotta get up. I have a positive mindset, because when I first started, I felt a little flustered. I'm like, man, they got me running back to back. I'm running late all the time, all this stuff. But I just, look, one ride at a time. Enjoy your day. Try not to get mad, you know, and just enjoy life in general. Like,
yeah, I mean, but you're good because you work, but you're now you have gained enough knowledge that you're doing something on the side, right? Yeah. And what you're doing with the Black Frequency podcast is fucking great, and people are definitely gonna listen to it. You know, now it's gonna take some time, yeah. But, you know, once you capture that ear, you know, like it captured, like I was just scrolling, you know, and it called my, you know, I said, it had your logo and it called my attention.
Now, hold on. How did you exactly find my podcast?
Well, so, you know, one of the many things of trying to do advertisement, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, they'll tell you if you, you know, hashtag, you know, anything to do with podcasts, right? You do that, now you start getting, you know, like pop-ups or suggestion on who to follow.
So it probably was a hashtag that caught you.
Yeah, and
it probably was my Black Frequency podcast.
Yeah, so it popped up and I saw it, you know. That's like, believe it or not, your logo is very powerful, you know. With the old school,
you should see the first logo.
Well, and the first
episode, first logo, yeah. I made myself off this editing app. I don't know if you ever look at it. It's like it got a black background, and it got like a mic kind of hanging, whatever. Yeah. With like red. Some of them are on my Spotify, but
yeah, the first episode has that.
So. But I asked somebody what type about my logo. They was like, this one guy. I was asking him because I saw he did a TV show type podcast, whatever. And I think his TV show is Splash Bros. Some guy I know from named Jamil from high school. But I asked him what he thought about my logo. He was like, "Man, I need work." So my wife actually found a person to make my current logo for me. And I really, it was between that and another option. That was also good, but I chose that one. And I want to get to a point where it's like, I do want to change my logo one more time, but I want the next logo to feature my co-host, like a picture of my co-host. Like, but I'm gonna stick with this. I'm glad you like my logo, though.
It's pretty powerful. Like, you don't, like, I don't know what it is. Like, maybe because I'm old school. Like, I saw this movie with Don Cheadle, right? Where he's a felon and he became a radio host.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think it's called "Talk to Me" or something. "Talk to Me" or something. I can't remember. I think it's, yeah. I saw that movie.
With the guy who did 12 Years a Slave.
What's his name? I can't remember his name, but I know what you're talking about. That was a real good movie.
Yes, and yo, that's, you know, I love that movie because every time I like, that's what I want to do in my podcast. What he does and inspire people and talk to real, that's what I wanted, you know? So when I first saw your logo, that's the first thing that popped into my head. And it has the I don't know, it's so simple, but yet so powerful. I can't explain it. So when I saw that suggestion, boom, I clicked on it. And I automatically started following. And I just looking through what you've been posting, and then, you know, you have these, like, sometimes you're walking and talking like the yeah. the hair. You want to talk to somebody about hair.
Oh yeah, you know? Yeah. Cause the thing is, like, that's always a topic that intrigued me. And like, I just wanted to know, like, you know, because I noticed, like, just based on my experience and what I see, like, and I'm not saying there aren't any Black women that wear natural hair, because mm-hmm. I, you know, I've ran across a lot of Black women that wear natural hair, but like, based on the environment that I live around, you see, you know, a lot of Black women not wearing natural hair. They use weaves or wigs. And like, when I look at other races and stuff, a lot of women wear their natural hair, in terms of even like Hispanics, white, Asian, Indian, they take more pride, in my opinion, and wearing their natural hair. So
nah, bro, I can't. There's a lot of Asian, there's a lot of Hispanic,
yeah,
there's a lot of Indian be using that fake hair, man.
Oh no, yeah, no, I know. I know they do too, but I'm just saying, like, from what I see, like I do know is other races use wigs and weave too, but I feel like it's more prevalent. Like if you notice, like if you search up the stats, Black women spend the most hair. They spend the most money on hair care products in the United States out of any ethnicity, basically, really in the world. So it just it's something I've always thought about. Like do black women love their hair? And I've talked to other Black women about this previous. My wife, my sister-in-law, usually the Black women will tell you it's not a subject us men can talk about or something like that. But I feel like, you know, it's something I can talk about. So it's like, even though, you know, I'm not I'm working on that episode, but it's a work in progress. It's still a work in process. I got some suggestions of people I could possibly interview. I do have one person in mind. I'm not going to name no names, but I do have one person in mind that I want to reach out to probably within the next week or two. And bring them in on a call. And like, I know you saw my video. I got the Zoom PodTrack P4. Mm-hmm. One of the good things about that is I got to get this piece, but I can have somebody call in on one of the channels and they can call in and it'll record. They say the only thing you got to do is make sure you turn down the gain levels on the other channels, because if you don't turn them down, it will sound real crazy for the person that's trying to talk, like the person that's calling in. Yeah. But yeah, it's just a subject I wanted to touch on. I think it's real interesting. Like, you know, I do want to I love my episodes with my co-host, but I do want to be able to get more guests on my show, and I want to bring my co-host along with them. I mean, like, you know, as well. And I try to tell them, look, I'm like, look, use this podcast to try to promote yourself as well.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to just be, you know, promoting this brand and y'all don't get no benefit of it. So I tell them, like, look, if you got videos to send me for the podcast page, anything that's on your mind, send it. Or just, you know, ask for, you know, I'll give them that nobody really ever asked for, but I'll give them the password to my Instagram so they can post.
Yeah, stuff don't do that.
No. For the podcast page.
Yeah,
not my personal page. But I'm saying for the podcast page.
And even though if that's your brand, nah. Just make sure let them find a way to send you a better.
The only thing about it is with Androids and iPhones, when you send videos, they come up as choppy. You usually kind of it's because of the phones are different in terms of how
they I do like a lot of people like the Ed Master clip. That was an iPhone. I just made it work, you know. Yeah, man, just make it fucking work. Keep doing it. Keep hustling. Keep grinding. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, your fucking logo is awesome. That's what made me, you know, click on it. You know,
thank you.
hearing a couple of episodes of your podcast. You know, I think especially what the Black community is going through right now, that's what it needs. You know, like that conversation, that first episode about Will and Jada, right? That's a common thing that happens in relationship, but nobody talks about it because nobody wants to come out like they're played. Nobody wants to show their sensibility, you know, their emotions. Mm-hmm. So everybody's tough, you know, in quotation. So you guys made it, you guys gave all your respective opinion about it and were able to make it fun and talk about it.
Yeah. You know, Look, man, I love Will Smith, man. So that kind of hurt me to see him on that Red Table Talk. He looked like he was about to cry. Yeah. And I felt for him because, you know, they tell us men we can't cry.
Yeah.
We gotta be tough and everything.
I think with that whole situation, if he's hurt, it's because you let it get it out there.
I kind of said something like that. I think I can't remember exactly, but I kind of said something similar to that too, because like as a power couple, like, and I'm not saying that Will probably haven't done anything. Yeah. I don't know that, but let's say he has. He didn't let it get it out. He ain't let that get out. Like they say, you know, you if you want to do something behind your spouse's back, whether you're doing it as a female or a man, if you bring embarrassment to your family, you bring other people home, I mean, diseases home and other kids home.
You bring all the people down.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, I'm not sure if Will Smith, I've been seeing that rumors that Will Smith been doing other things, but at the end of the day, he didn't let that come out, if that's the case. Jada let it come out. And I just feel like I didn't like, you know, August Asana's part in it and everything, like to make a song about it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, just being petty.
Like, this man done invited you in his house when you told his wife that, you know, you was going through things and stuff like that. He invited you to be around his wife, and that's how you repay him, by smashing his wife and then making a song about it. Like, me personally, I would want to fight.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I would want to fight just for the principle. Like, you embarrassing me. Like,
and then you had the second episode with Megan Stallone. I don't know who it was, but somebody says
he said Megan Thee Stallion. Said Megan Stallone.
Somebody says something along the lines of, like, but you know, that's what she promotes in her songs. Guys like him.
Yeah, and a lot of female now, a lot of these female hip hop artists, they are very talented. You listen to them, they got the flow, the charisma, but it's about what you promote. So it's like, you know, she shouldn't have been like Tory Lanez. I think recently I read that he pled guilty, but he not gonna get no jail time. I feel like you know how people say it's your side to the story, their side to the story, and it's the truth. Nobody really know the truth of really what happened, but like the stuff you promote is what you attract.
Yeah, yeah.
For instance, like the rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine, man, I feel sorry for that dude. Well, I don't feel sorry for him, but I feel like something's bad gonna happen to him.
Yeah,
because he had these peers right now. You haven't heard nothing, but
he's promoting that energy.
Yeah, and that's what he's promoted since he came onto the scene. And he couldn't handle it, and he had the rat, and now
he's antagonizing.
Yeah, and he can't even go nowhere without security.
Yeah,
and if that money slow up, he gonna be one person on the net, and it's just a shame.
But like, he'll survive because, you know, this generation is built on what he's doing. You know.
Yeah, I mean, because there's a lot of kids that think what he did was cool, and it's not. Yeah, like,
this is a generation that everybody talks. Point blank. So he's still getting played. People still listening to him. People still thinking they, you know.
It's crazy because I don't even let my kids listen to him.
I don't listen to him at
like
all.
Certain stuff, like I understand my kids listen to certain stuff, but certain stuff I don't like them listening to. I'll let you go outside in a second, all right? Just wait until I'm done, but I'll let you go back outside. Now that's my daughter.
All right, brother. Well, I wanna thank you for giving me the opportunity and being present on my podcast today. It's been a pleasure. Man, we have to do this again.
Yeah, definitely up for it.
I'll be willingly to go on your podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we can network. Before we go, let the people know where to find you and where to listen to you and where to follow you at.
All right. Before I go, I'll just introduce myself one more time. My name is Carlton Irvin, a.k.a. C Smooth. I am the host of the Black Frequency Podcast. You can find me on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music, and Stitcher. I plan to start a YouTube channel in the near future. So in a second, y'all be able to check me out there. My Instagram profile is Black Frequency Podcast 2020. And just search up the Black Frequency Podcast on Spotify, SoundCloud, and Apple Music and Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. That's where you can find me.
There you go, guys. Go listen to him. Go find him. You will not be disappointed. It's been a great conversation. I look forward to doing this again. I look forward to being on your show. So you let me know when you can.
I look forward to it as well. You said you from Jersey, right?
Yeah. Yes. Jersey. Okay. We'll talk off camera.
Okay, cool. Because right. I mean, look, in the near future, we definitely can make that happen. I'd definitely love to have you as a guest on my podcast and everything like that. But I really appreciate you reaching out to me and letting me be on your platform to promote my podcast and just talk.
That's what it's all about, baby. There you go. Thank you, guys. Peace.
All right, thanks. I'm out.